Hello, loves. Welcome to the Live Your Freedom Now podcast. I'm Megan Colleen Johnson, and this podcast is dedicated to discussing dominant cultural narratives and beliefs, what I call dominant dogma, how this keeps you from thriving in life and business, and how to overcome that dogma by living your freedom now. While this path sounds clean and straightforward, the truth is, life and being human is messy. So around here, we value the both and. We'll hold space for where you're at and honor the freedom you'd like to see and feel within yourself. Hit subscribe to stay updated. And for more information about me, my work, and to download my free Claim Your Freedom Now journal guide and ecotherapy meditation, head to megscolleen.com. That's megscolleen.com. Hello, hello, free thinker. Before we dive into today's episode, I want to remind you that my brand new book is available for purchase. You can now get it in paperback and hardcover at megscolleen.com or snag a copy on Amazon by searching Live Your Freedom Now. Okay, let's get started. Today, I am writing to you from the floor of my office. I'm sitting on my warm biomat, a blanket draped over me, my dog lying to my left, and my regular matcha is on my right. I woke up early to host an event on Insight Timer and had a bit of a rough night's sleep, so I'm giving myself permission to really sink in and take my to-do list one task at a time. Sadly, my recent run-in with poison ivy has resulted in an infection on my arm, so I'm also allowing myself to be extra tender with myself. Sometimes, even when we show up for ourselves as best we can, life still throws us curveballs, which is what this infection feels like. But I'm here. I'm okay. I am well supported. I am well taken care of. And this day has many opportunities for beautiful possibilities that I'm fully present for. Just as I am taking a moment to pause and notice my inner and outer worlds, I encourage you to do the same. Notice the colors around you, the sounds, the textures. Then shift your awareness inward to your inner landscape. Notice any emotions, thoughts, or sensations you may be experiencing. Not judging or labeling anything, simply notice, witness, and allow all parts of yourself and your experience to the table. This is a practice of personal freedom that you can utilize at any time. Today, I am exploring the freedom beyond needing a clear path by offering the symbol of a labyrinth. Found in various cultures and religions around the world, labyrinths are intricate patterns etched or constructed into the earth. Typically circular in nature, they are often beautiful to look at and sometimes house an altar or a gathering space in the center. Additionally, they hold deep symbolic meaning that reflects the journey of life and the human psyche. To offer this symbol, I will share three ways a labyrinth models freedom and discuss one practical application so you can tangibly work with this symbol as you claim personal freedom. Three ways labyrinths model personal freedom. One, offering a non-linear path. Unlike a maze, which is designed to be confusing and difficult to navigate, a labyrinth has a single winding path that eventually leads to the center and back out again. While this may seem like our dominant dogma of needing a singular clear path, instead, I see the labyrinth as a model of embracing the present moment and trusting that even when you can't see the path forward, it's going to be okay. You are exactly where you're meant to be, and you just need to take the next aligned step forward. Sometimes when walking a labyrinth, it can feel like the path is twisting and turning and will never actually reach the center point. However, by surrendering to its winding ways and simply focusing on the next step in front of you, you always end up at the center. This zigzagging path can represent freedom from needing a linear path in life. It encourages you to let go of the pressure to have a clear, straight path and instead embrace the twists and turns, uncertainties, and surprises that life may present. The labyrinth serves as a reminder that the journey toward freedom and self-discovery may not always be a straight and clear line, but rather a meandering path with its own unique rhythm and pace. 2. Mirroring the individuation process. The concept of individuation, a central idea in Jungian psychology, refers to becoming a fully integrated and whole individual, incorporating both conscious and unconscious aspects of yourself. The labyrinth's journey with its twists and turns can symbolize and mirror your journey toward personal freedom and wholeness. The path towards the center can represent the descent into your unconscious, what some may call the dark night of the soul, where you question your conditioning and confront your shadow. Then, at the center, you claim your true self, your essence, your wholeness. The journey back out of the labyrinth can symbolize integrating these aspects into your conscious self as you implement and live life as your truest, most whole self. Essentially, from this perspective, the labyrinth is a symbol of transformation, a metaphorical passage through life's challenges where you confront your fears, doubts, and insecurities, and then emerge on the other side with a renewed sense of self and purpose. 3. A metaphor for letting go. When walking a labyrinth, you are encouraged to surrender to the path and simply follow it without trying to control or manipulate it. In some ways, this is similar to the first point, but the unpredictable path of the labyrinth mirrors the unpredictability of life, and by embracing the unknown, you can find a sense of freedom from the need to have a clear path or a predetermined outcome. This surrendering to the path can symbolize letting go of the need to constantly strive for control and certainty in life. It can represent a willingness to trust the process, to trust your process, and allow life to unfold organically without trying to constantly force a particular outcome. The labyrinth is a model for letting go of the need to control every aspect of life and embracing a more surrendered and accepting path. Practical application, labyrinth meditation. One practical application of how labyrinths can cultivate a sense of freedom is through the practice of labyrinth meditation. This can be done in person if you can find a local labyrinth in your area, or you can print out the free labyrinth worksheet I have linked in the show notes and walk it by tracing the path with your finger. Labyrinth meditation involves walking the labyrinth in a contemplative and mindful manner, allowing the experience to be a form of meditation. As you walk the labyrinth, try to let go of the need for a specific outcome, and instead focus on being present. observing your thoughts and emotions, and surrendering to the journey. Notice any thoughts, memories, or stories that come up along the way, and try not to judge them. Simply notice them. Perhaps even pause and write down whatever comes to you so you can contemplate it further later, and then continue. This practice can cultivate a sense of freedom from the need to control or have all the answers. Additionally, some labyrinths have an altar at their core where you can leave behind an item representing your journey. This could be something that you want to leave in your past. It could be something that you are honoring within yourself. You determine what would be meaningful to leave behind, and if you even want to leave something behind. And that is where I'm going to leave you today. While I offered three ways that the labyrinth can help you claim personal freedom, I encourage you to notice what is present for you with this symbol. This type of practice can feel elusive, intense, and confusing. So I encourage you to drink lots of water, move your energy around however you prefer, and let me know how this lands for you. My email is megan@megscolleen.com, and I would absolutely love to hear from you. Additionally, I want to remind you that my brand new book, which corresponds with this podcast, is now available for purchase. This book is your field guide for discovering your true self, and you can purchase it on my website at megscolleen.com or snag your copy on Amazon by searching Live Your Freedom Now. I will see you in a couple of weeks. Freedom is yours. Thank you for joining me for another Live Your Freedom Now podcast episode. If you enjoyed this episode, I'm always so grateful for a 5-star rating, and you can learn more about me, my work, and download my free Claim Your Freedom Now journal guide and ecotherapy meditation at megscolleen.com. That's megscolleen.com. I'll see you next time, and as always, freedom is yours.